This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Defense Department says a drone strike killed two leaders of the Islamic State group affiliate in Afghanistan. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, President Biden says the strike he ordered will not be his last.
In a statement, President Biden says we will continue to hunt down any person involved in that heinous attack and make them pay. The president discussed the situation with top military commanders Saturday, and they told him another attack is highly likely in the next 24 to 36 hours. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says while the U.S. drone strike killed two ISIS-K planners and facilitators, the security threat remains very real.
Nobody's writing this off and saying, well, we got them, so we don't have to worry about ISIS-K anymore.
And Major General Hank Taylor of the Joint Staff adds,
we will continue to have the ability to defend ourselves and to leverage over-the-horizon capability to conduct counterterrorism operations as needed.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
A protest erupted outside of a bank in Kabul Saturday as the United Nations warned of a possible humanitarian crisis from a worsening drought in the country. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The deteriorating economic situation in Afghanistan, which started before the Taliban takeover, could give Western nations leverage with the new Taliban government. Many nations have been urging the Taliban to form a moderate, inclusive government and allow people to leave after the planned withdrawal of US forces on the 31st of August. Afghanistan is heavily dependent on international aid, which made up 75% of the previous government's budget. Although many Afghans are deeply skeptical, the Taliban have promised to rule more moderately than before, saying they want good relations with the international community. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Hurricane Ida is expected to slam into Louisiana Sunday as a Category 4 storm with high winds, heavy rains, and a tremendous amount of storm surge. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Residents in New Orleans packed gas stations, some filling up to evacuate, others to ride out the hurricane. Mike Laurent needed gas for a generator, expecting the power to go out. He's also bracing for major flooding since he lives near a levee.
I'm on a dozen life jackets just in case, you know. I hope I get to bring them back. I hope I don't have to use them.
New Orleans Emergency Management Director Colin Arnold says for those not evacuating danger zones, the first 72 are on you, meaning it may take some time for help to arrive.
The first 3 days of this will be difficult for responders to get to you. You need to have your supplies prepared.
He says food, water, flashlight, medication, and battery-powered radio. I'm Julie Walker.
Thousands of voting rights advocates rallied across the United States Saturday to call for sweeping federal laws that would wipe out voting restrictions advancing in some Republican-controlled states that could make it harder to cast a ballot. Many activists view the fight over voting rules as the civil rights issue of the era. At a voting rights rally, Democratic Representative Jamal Bowman said voting rights are being taken away and need to be fought for.
When you're in this country and you're fighting for justice and equality, particularly racial justice, the fight is literally every second of every day, of every week, of every year of our lives.
Frustrations have mounted for months because two expensive election bills have stalled in the U.S. Senate, which is split evenly between Democrats and Republicans, and the measures lack the votes to overcome a GOP blockade. The health minister of New South Wales on Saturday reported a record 1,035 COVID-19 infections in the Australian state in the previous 24 hours, the highest number of daily cases since the beginning of the pandemic. Speaking to reporters in Sydney, Brad Hazard also noted that 156,165 people received a vaccination on Friday, making it the biggest number of vaccinations in our state to date. Meanwhile, the state of Victoria recorded 64 new cases of community-acquired COVID-19 in the previous 24 hours. 49 of the new cases were linked to known outbreaks, and the Minister for Health said 15 other cases were being investigated for their source of acquisition. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.